With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. President Biden and Donald Trump have agreed to participate in a pair of debates.
In online videos and social media messages, Trump had challenged the president to a debate.
Anytime, anywhere, any place, let's go, Joe. Let's debate.
And in a video released Wednesday, Mr. Biden accepted.
Make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald.
In their back-and-forth virtual messages, both candidates and campaigns posted snarky comments before agreeing to a pair of televised debates in June and September. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In Iran, officials say a helicopter carrying that nation's president has crashed in a mountainous region. The investigation continues, as well as all search efforts. Also at srnnews.com, former Missouri GOP Senator Jim Talent says President Biden's dealings with Israel dealing a blow to U.S. credibility.
We want the Egyptians to take Gaza refugees. They won't. We want the Gulf states to work with us in setting up a Palestinian state in Gaza, and they're laughing at us.
Talent adding Biden's on-again, off-again support for a longtime ally like Israel has caused a huge decline in respect for U.S. leadership in that neck of the woods.
What everybody in the region is doing is playing us for whatever practical benefits they can get out of us. So the Saudis are doing that, too. I mean, they're going to want economic aid, but nobody's going to commit to anything that requires the United States to pursue a sensible policy, commit to it, and actually carry it out.
There is a bit of good news coming out of Houston now following the strong thunderstorms. Officials say most of those without power should have it back soon. This is SRN News. In California, a victory for free speech.
Libraries across the nation allow all kinds of groups to use their conference rooms, even drag queens who read picture books to children. But last summer, when Moms for Liberty tried to host a discussion of transgenderism in sports at Yolo County Library, officials shut them down. Alliance Defending Freedom threatened a lawsuit and the library system's back down, agreeing not to violate the free speech rights of conservatives or Christians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona's highest court giving that state's attorney general 90 more days to decide further legal action in the case of a 160-year-old abortion ban. Lawmakers recently voted to repeal the law, but the vote won't take effect until 90 days after they wrap up their current session. The Arizona Supreme Court order leaves in place for now a more recent law that legalizes abortion up to 15 weeks of pregnancy. This is SRN News. A national landmark has been dismantled, all part of a restoration project.
A decades-old landslide has continued to sweep away the Wayfarer's Glass Chapel in California, designed by Lloyd Wright, a son of the famed architect. The edifice is known for vistas of soaring redwoods in the Pacific Ocean. It opened to the public in 1951 and became a National Historic Landmark last December. But the earth is moving at the rate of 2 feet per month underneath it. The dismantling project continued this past week to preserve irreplaceable parts of the structure. Reconstruction is expected to take 4 years at the cost of at least $20 million, not including the price of new land. George Williams reporting.
Six people have been killed, 10 injured in Idaho when a pickup crashed into a passenger van. State police say the truck crossed the center line, hitting the van head on. More details at srnnews.com.